For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt.
And I'm Bill Brenner.
You're listening to Security Wire Weekly, reporting from the RSA Conference 2007 in San Francisco. Edition 1, EI CTO Mark Mayfrit talks about cracks in Windows Vista. Well, Bill, what is Mark Mayfrit claiming he found in Windows Vista? And let's roll this interview into this week's RSA conference. How does it relate?
Talked about how he has already, you know, done some digging around with Vista and how he has already found ways to exploit weaknesses in Vista. In fact, he's flying off to a conference in Germany to demonstrate what he has found. And he talked about that in the larger context of how different security vendors are doing in addressing vulnerabilities and zero-day threats. And his view is that Microsoft has gotten a lot better at it, but as he found with Vista, it's still a very tall order to get it perfect. That, you know, this is technology created by humans, and so there are always going to be some security flaws found. And for him, the big deal is how responsive the vendor is in dealing with it. And I asked him, actually, about some of these month of browser bugs that H.D. Moore had done back in July, the month of kernel bugs from the researcher who goes by the name LMH, and more recently, the month of Apple bugs, and just about what he thinks something like that might accomplish. And what Mayfrit had to say was he feels that it will give vendors who wouldn't otherwise be responsive the necessary kick in the pants to hopefully be more responsive. And one of the big examples was Apple, of course, because Apple was just the focus of LMH's last month of project. So really just a lot about the need for vendors to really be more responsive to the research community when they find flaws in their products.
And Bill, we've got Microsoft's Bill Gates taking the stage on Tuesday. It's probably a safe bet to say that he'll be talking about Vista security.
Sure. And, you know, Bill Gates, one thing he's not going to do is talk about any cracks in Vista or how Vista is not perfect. It's going to be Vista is the most secure operating system ever. And it'll also be interesting to hear him because this was really his curtain call, because he's taking a step back now in the next year to focus full-time on his philanthropic endeavors. And so Vista really is the last big operating system overhaul that he'll ever be involved with. And he's said as much in a lot of interviews that we've already seen. Expect a lot of talk this week about Vista. Microsoft, of course, will play up the security enhancements, and I think you'll see some researchers also talking about how, while it's a big improvement on the security front, there's always a way for the bad guys, if they're determined enough, to find something. And the key is in how you deal with that.
Well, great. Here is EI Chief Technology Officer Mark Mayfrit talking about how he's already discovered cracks in Windows Vista.
Mark, talk a bit about what you see as the big security issues people ought to be focused on this year at RSA, based on the threats and vulnerabilities that you spend every day keeping your eye on.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing that's happening is all the vulnerabilities that people aren't really thinking about or kind of noticing. Really ties back to the buzzword that most people use, like zero-day attacks. Just even today, literally, there was two more Microsoft zero-day vulnerabilities that were released. And the interesting aspect of it is that majority of all the security software and hardware that people are using aren't protecting you from these types of attacks. Most companies don't know that they're vulnerable and that they are being compromised. And so even looking around at RSA, a lot of the security vendors are still playing catch up on this new type of a threat, the kind of undisclosed, unknown vulnerability.
Why is there this game of catch up? What is it about the the new, what is it about the kind of threats that are taking advantage of various vulnerabilities, particularly Microsoft? What is it, though, that the vendors in general are missing? Where are they having the most trouble keeping up?
Yeah, I think in general, security is always reactionary. You know what I mean? If you look at like the most popular types of security products, it's your typical antivirus, constantly reacting to whatever the latest threat is. And if you look at zero-day attacks, it's not a new type of threat. It's existed in the Unix world for 10, 20 years now and whatnot, where a vulnerability is announced and it's unpatched. But in the case of Microsoft, it's becoming a lot more popular because as users are being more intelligent about not clicking on random email attachments and stuff for viruses, the kind of people that are doing malware, stealing identities, things of that nature, they're realizing that using vulnerabilities is a great way to continue to compromise and spread malware and steal identities and that sort of thing. And obviously, if you have a vulnerability that's unpatched, it's going to be even more useful in that case. There's also a thing that's kind of happened with a lot of security researchers, like independent ones that have been kind of alienated by companies like Microsoft, where there's really no reason for a security researcher to work with a Microsoft or somebody else unless you're at a company where you're very much obligated at that point. So in that case, you see a lot also where security researchers are simply just releasing things without a care. Or selling them to third parties and stuff like that, where you never really know how it's going to be treated, if a patch is going to be coming forward, if a vendor's been announced, that sort of thing.
Well, let me ask you about that. Speaking of researchers just putting things out there, one of the things we've seen in recent months is you had with HD Moore the month of browser bugs. You had with LMH the month of kernel bugs, and then the month of Apple bugs. And there's been some debate out there as to whether this equals responsible disclosure that is going to help IT professionals protect themselves, and then there is the other side of the argument, which is that, you know, this is just publicity seeking, and that if you just throw these things out there when there's no patch, you just put people in more danger. Talk about what side you come down on with this.
I think with anything, you always want to treat vulnerability responsibly. Everybody has a different definition of what they mean by that, but for me, it's basically when you find a vulnerability, you should contact the software vendor, you should work with them to get a patch released, and you shouldn't release any details until a patch has actually been released. In the case of the month of this and that type of bugs, a lot of it is more creating awareness, but not awareness around, hey, Apple has problems. It's a lot more of creating awareness around the researchers that are behind it, in my opinion. Because if you really want to drive Apple or any software vendor to do better, the number one way to do that is to get the IT people on your side. If you look at the reason that Microsoft does a great job today with security and improving things, it's because IT people finally were fed up and they demanded more. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that are paying Microsoft money. So as a security researcher, you got to keep the balance of you're trying to make a software vendor be honest, but the way to do that is by keeping the IT people on your side and educating them so that they can go help, kick ass and whatnot.
Now, you mentioned Microsoft and how they're doing a good job today. Have you had a chance to start picking around with Vista to see how ironclad it is? Have you found any kinds of weaknesses in there yet?
Yeah, I actually leave today later to go to Germany to do a conference and talking about this idea that it's more than the Microsoft world, that with all the focus on Microsoft, a lot of people don't realize that the backup software they run, the inventory software, everything else, all the third-party components like Apple and whatnot that are running, they have just as many vulnerabilities as Microsoft did 10 years ago, just as vulnerable, the response teams are bad. And kind of talking about how you really need to focus on not just Microsoft as far as patching things and identifying things within your network. But that being said, Microsoft's by no means perfect, so one of the demonstrations that I'll be doing at the end of my talk is using a non-Microsoft vulnerability to first remotely compromise Vista, and then using a Vista-specific vulnerability to elevate your privileges to system. Basically using Microsoft and a third-party vendor, Sun Microsystems actually, to remotely compromise a computer, remotely compromise a Vista computer. So I think it's a good example where Vista, they've done a lot of things, but as I'll demonstrate in the talk that I'm going to do, is basically remote exploit, do whatever you want to the system type vulnerability. Just as everybody's been fighting off for the last few years against Microsoft, and here's Vista, the best thing ever, and it's the exact same attack. And the interesting aspect of it is the vulnerability that I'll show for Vista is actually a vulnerability that's specific to Vista. The vulnerable code only exists in Vista. So with all their efforts, they still make mistakes where they've introduced a vulnerability specific to Vista and doesn't actually even exist in XP and whatnot. So the mistakes are still there. Everybody's still human at the end of the day.
And now there's been a lot of attention paid to the fact that the bad guys are increasingly moving towards attacking applications and not so much directly attacking the operating system anymore. And Apple's a good example because a lot of people use, you know, if you're using a media player, chances are you're using Apple's. Do you think that Apple today is about where Microsoft was, say, 5 years ago, as far as their attention and attitude towards security? And do you think that attention like the month of Apple bugs, for example, that the researcher LMH just had, do you think that this will make them more accountable going forward, or do you think that there's a lot of work to be done on the Apple side?
Yeah, I mean, Apple, Adobe, all these companies, they seem very much the same like Microsoft, where it's going to take a lot of bad things to happen to their customers, not to their products, before they finally wake up and actually do more. And it's really sad for a company like Apple because they really did have like a kind of brand in the market as being more secure and this, that, and the other thing. The problem is that it was just total branding. It wasn't true technology being more secure or anything. And so Apple as a company, if they would have a couple years ago really focused on security and improving things, they could have been in a really great spot against Microsoft today. But like so many other software vendors, they just didn't invest in security. And it's completely reactionary, whereas new vulnerabilities and exploits are discovered, they start to do things, but they still treat it as a marketing problem. You know what I mean? The way that they update their software and everything else is finally just improved with having, at least on the Windows platform, a central updater for iTunes and all the other different Apple software and whatnot. But Apple, like most other companies, IBM included and whatnot, they're very much like Microsoft. I'd say not even 5 years ago, but Microsoft like 7, 8 years ago. 1999, I kind of say, is the birth of Microsoft security. It's when all the major vulnerabilities first started being discovered. So, and most software vendors are very much like like Microsoft was back then. So,
now, are you still spending most of your time looking at Windows-based vulnerabilities, or, you know, because you're talking about non-Microsoft, are there any vendors in particular that you're spending more and more of your time finding problems with, and if so, what kind of communications have you had with them?
Yeah, we always kind of focus. A lot of people know us for Microsoft vulnerabilities more than anything. It's obviously the stuff that gets more press and whatnot. But we try to focus on vulnerabilities that are going to be unique or interesting or somewhat impactful on a larger scale. So like some of the things that we did with hardware hacking, it was basically to show people that hardware is just as vulnerable as any other software. There was at one point in the last couple of years where we focused on security software itself, just like we saw with the eventual Symantec, the big yellow worm. The vulnerability that was actually used in there was a vulnerability that we discovered, and we wanted to show people that security software is just the same as any other software. We all hire the same programmers that went to the same colleges that learned the same bad programming mistakes as Microsoft or anything. So we try to do things like that where it's not about the specific vulnerability itself, but hopefully the kind of bigger message around it. So security software being vulnerable, hardware basically being vulnerable. And then in the case of like client application type attacks, file format attacks, which are now like the most popular thing in the world, and we've been doing that stuff for like over 5 years. So, I mean, it's really not a specific vendor that we'd go after. Probably the next thing I think that that we find interesting is if you look at all the big systems management companies and related, all the kind of enterprise software that runs most businesses, PeopleSoft, SAP, all these things, they haven't really been a focus, mostly because you can't go download the 30-day trial. So your average kind of independent researcher is not going to get their hands on Tivoli and related or Remedy or anything else like that. So we're really kind of looking at that as one of the next things, just to show people that most of this enterprise software that they're spending millions on in a lot of cases is probably worse than the Apples of the world, even, if you will. So
let me end with a question that I ask every security expert that I talk to. In the big picture, do you think the good guys are winning?
Yeah, I think the good guys are winning if companies care enough about security. I think there's a lot that you can do to protect your systems. You know, you always got to worry about the you know, 200% guy targeted attack and whatnot. But I think in general, if you really actually want to secure your business, there's a lot of options out there to do that. But I still think most companies at the end of the day security is a cost for them, and they don't think of it as like paying their electricity bill and stuff. And that doesn't mean buying software. That's about having the right people and everything else around that. So I think until more companies really, you know, kind of get it, if you will, it's going to be the same. But if you are a company and you really want to commit to security and do things, there's plenty of options out. There's lots of things you can do.
Mark Mayfert, CTO of EI, thank you again for being with me today.
Cool. Thanks for having me, man.
And that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. For all the latest news and information at RSA 2007, check out our daily coverage page at searchsecurity.com/RSA07. For now, I am Rob Westervelt with Bill Brenner. Have a great day.